Listen to this. Zebra finches. And I wonder whether that loud chirp was, "Watch out behind you, the big bastard's back." The Science Show. I'm Robin Williams. And I'm back too with both a PhD on zebra finches and a grand tour of Macquarie Island with Matthew Crawford. But those finches, what can Nicole Butler at La Trobe University do to help them?
Many animals produce a sound known as an alarm call when they are faced with a threatening situation, such as a predator. This sound warns other members of the same species that a threat is nearby and that they should all flee to cover. Alarm calling and the response to these alarm calls has been widely studied in many species, but has not been explored in zebra finches. The zebra finch, a small native songbird, is the most studied bird in Australia, but no one knows exactly what these birds do when they see a predator. So much is already known about the zebra finch, even their entire genome has been sequenced, but their anti-predator response has not been thoroughly investigated. When startled, they fly away to safety as one big group, but it is not known how their escape is coordinated, and how the bird that saw the predator communicates this to the others. My research aims to fill in this gap in our knowledge, and answer some questions about how this species is so successful in the wild. I will begin my research by recording a library of calls from captive zebra finches under different contexts, presenting the test birds with moving images on a computer monitor. The response to images of other zebra finches will be compared to the response to threatening images, such as a snake or a bird of prey. The aim is to see how the calls differ between the two situations. For instance, the calls given in response to a predator might be higher pitched than normal contact calls. I will also conduct research in northern Victoria, where there are large colonies of wild zebra finch. I'll perform experiments where a life-size gliding model of a predatory bird is thrown towards a small social group of birds. I'll record their response using microphones and analyse the acoustic structure of the calls. I will also record video footage and will look for changes in posture that could indicate the presence of a predator. Therefore, I will determine for the first time exactly what these birds do when they see a predator and how they communicate to one another. Some species are able to eavesdrop on the alarm calls of others and respond accordingly. It might be that the zebra finches do not possess their own alarm call and may instead be reacting to the calls of nearby species. I will perform playback experiments whereby a recording of an alarm call is played to a group of finches. This will be compared to their reaction to a non-alarming call to see if they can tell the difference. I will be able to determine if these birds have learnt to respond to the calls of others. The last part of my project will involve experiments on learning. Captive zebra finches will be presented with an unfamiliar alarm call and a threatening stimulus at the same time. This should train them to associate the call with a predator and elicit anti-predator behaviour. It is unknown how much exposure to the call and predator simultaneously is needed to learn the association, or how long this response will be retained for. This final part of my research has implications for captive breeding programs. When animals bred in captivity are released into the wild, they are sometimes unaware of how to respond to predators. If they can be taught to eavesdrop and respond to the alarm calls of an abundant species, they might have a better chance of survival. Altogether, my experiments will provide some answers as to how these birds react to predators.
Nicole Butler, doing her PhD at La Trobe University in Melbourne.